reading to you from the 11th chapter of John in the 25th verse. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me shall live even if he dies. Good evening, my dear listening friends. Again, this evangelist Cecil Moe. And as you know, I'm a converted alcoholic, gave my heart to Christ over 51 years ago in a pastor's home in Seattle, Washington. 1 year later, God called me to preach, and I've been sharing Christ ever since. Boy, oh boy, am I looking forward to the prison this week. We've got 3 services, one with the women and 2 with the men. I've got a 5-page letter from an inmate lady whose life is all messed up, abortions, drugs, alcohol. And she read my book, Go Mo Go, and she said, I have to talk to you and your wife. So you pray for us that we'll be a blessing to that lady. And continue to pray for our health. My blood sugar's coming down. I've lost about 12 pounds now, and I'm feeling a lot better. Oh, I tell you, friends, that blood sugar is something else. And my blood pressure is down, too, way down. We thank the Lord for his kindness. Listen, be with you for about a half an hour tonight. Kick off your slippers, sit back and relax. Pour you a glass of iced tea or a cup of coffee. Let's see what the Lord has for us, okay? Friends, if you have your Bibles with you, turn with me to the book of Joshua, and let's begin reading with the first chapter of the book of Joshua. Now it came about after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' servant, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise across this Jordan, you and all this people, to the land which I am giving to them, to the sons of Israel. Every place on which the soles of your feet tread, I have given it to you, just as I spoke to Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and as far as the great sea toward the setting of the sun will be your territory. No man will be able to stand before you all the days of your life. Just as I have been with Moses, I will be with you. I will not fail you or forsake you. Be strong and courageous, for you shall give this land possession, give this people possession of this land, which I swore to their fathers to give to them. Only be strong and very courageous. Be careful to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, so that you may have success wherever you go. I've titled this message, Accepting a New Challenge of Life. Listen, Moses had died, a great man of God, a man that lived an unusual life. He was raised within Pharaoh's court. His mother went and saw that he was going to live, and instead of letting him kill her baby, she put him in a little boat, and Pharaoh's daughter got a hold of him, and Moses' mother nursed him. But then he did something pretty bad. He killed an Egyptian, and of course he took off for the Tules out in the desert, and there he met a lady and he married her, and for 40 years Moses herded sheep. Friends, you know what? My dad had lots of sheep and cattle. And there's nothing quite more boring than herding a bunch of sheep. I'm sure that sometimes he scratched his head and I said, I wonder what I have to spend the rest of my life doing this for. Ah, but something happened. Moses had a burning bush experience. And there is where Moses found out that God was who he was. And if he made a promise that he would do something for you, That's exactly what he would do. And Moses did lead the children of Israel out in the wilderness for 40 years. And a lot of them died because of unbelief. But Moses, who had led his people out of slavery, now he had received the law from God. And this symbolized the end of the dispensation of law. The law was given by Moses. See, Joshua was a type of Christ. He followed Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus. First chapter, 17th verse of John. A new chapter opens in Joshua's life. Now, here's his commission. Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, cross this Jordan, you and all this people, to the land which I am giving to them, to the sons of Israel. So he told him to go over this Jordan. Now Joshua is to lead his people. Don't you know, friends, you say pastors have a hard life. How would you like to have been Moses? People complaining to him day and night. They almost drove him crazy. Finally, his father-in-law said, Moses, you got to quit this. You got to appoint a leader from 12 tribes and let them do the light stuff and you do the heavy stuff. Well, anyway, they worked on Moses. They talked about him. They talked to him. But he stood by his stuff. You know why, friends? Because he knew God was God. Maybe today the Lord's asking you to do something or is calling you to do something. And you're scratching your head and you say, well, there's no way, Lord, I can do that. I don't have any money. I don't have this. Don't ask him. You do it. You step out by faith and you do it. Oh, my friends, I am not a man of great faith, but I have followed the Lord many times by faith with no promise of money, no nothing. And 7 children, 5 sons and 2 daughters. And I worked my heart out and I worked every day I preached. I sure did. And I'm telling you, I don't regret it. Sometimes my family and I'd get in my car and we'd drive 80 miles and I'd go preach a revival. We'd get out of there about 9 o'clock. We'd drive all the way home. I'd work roofing all day long. And then that afternoon, I'd take a shower. We'd load up and we'd go back. I did that for 2 solid weeks. And guess what I got? $300 offering. So, you friends, if you're in this for the money, if you're honest and you're called of God, if you're in it for money, get out of it right now because God wasn't calling you. You say, well, Cecil, you know, I don't understand that. I know these preachers, these big guys on television, and they make millions of dollars, and I don't care what they do. I don't care what they do. They, too, like you and like me, are going to have to stand before God and give an account for your life. Man. See, Moses told Joshua that someday this day would come. How big are your feet, Joshua? Let's read in the third verse. Every place on which the sole of your feet treads, I have given it to you, just as I spoke to Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and as far as the great sea toward the setting of the sun will be your territory. Man alive! Every place Joshua walked was be given to him and his people. Listen, hey, Joshua had walked here before as a spy. Remember Numbers? Wow! Boy, they saw grapes. They saw things they never saw before. Well, he had seen the bounty of this great land, the good report of Joshua and Caleb. Then there came the doubters. Oh, the doubters had won the day. Friends, you know there's doubters in our churches today, and they actually hurt the leading of the Holy Spirit. They quench the Holy Spirit of God. I remember one time the church split over just painting the bathroom white. You see, friends, there's those in every church. There's always someone who's not happy, and if he doesn't run it, now it's like there was a woman and a man in our church. They had money, and they tried to control me with that money. and it didn't work. Well, they finally left. Listen, don't let nobody control you with money. You let the Lord control your life, and you'll never fail. You will never, never, never fail. Here's what he said. So that you may have success wherever you go. That's a promise, dear friends, of God. Now, here was the conflict. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the lands of the high Hittites, and as far as the great sea toward the setting of the sun, will be your territory. Now, Canaan was occupied. The inhabitants were very strong. But a major problem, the walled city of Jericho, the conflicts of the Christian life. Listen, we have conflicts with the world. You see, we don't walk together with the world. We'd better not. And we have the conflict of the flesh. Oh, friends, the flesh is always prevalent, always jumping out at you. Then, of course, we have the big conflict with the devil. And he has the conflict been difficult for you today? Have you thought about it? Listen, Mr. Redpath said, are you in the wilderness of defeat or in the land of victory? Is your life a constant struggle against the power of darkness with constant defeat? Or is it victorious war waged in the power of the risen Savior? Listen, friends, we're not in this battle alone. Please don't think that you're fighting this battle alone. What he tells us, lo, I'm with you, even unto the end of the world. God said he would go with us, just like Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego in that fiery furnace, just like Daniel sleeping on the lion's pen, and he put his head on the mane of an old lion and said, man, I never slept so good in my life. What a testimony of faith. Just like little David when he went out there and took on Goliath. You know what? You say, well, he knew he could do it. He didn't either. He knew that the Lord could do it if he would be obedient. And you know, he'd already killed a bear and a lion. David was not depending upon his accuracy as a sling, a throwing a sling. He knew that God was with him. Friends, that's what you need today. That's what I need to know, that God is with us. Be strong and courageous, for you shall give this people possession of the land which I swore to your fathers to give to them. Be strong and of good courage. Friends, listen. God is not looking for wimps. No, he's not. He's looking for men and women who will stand up with a backbone and say, this is what God said. I'm going to do it. Oh, I've had people tell me, you are so crazy, Cecil, wasting your stupid time going down into prison. Those convicts and those con men and those rapists and those children, child molesters, and you're down there. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Jesus said, I was in prison. And you visited me not. I was hungry, and you never gave me any food. I needed clothes. You didn't do it. But see, friends, Joshua might have been afraid. He was beginning on a new vocation. And there are a lot of people in this lifetime, Christians and non-Christians, who have decided late in life that this is not what I want to do anymore. I want to do this. Oh, friends, do it. Do it. You say, well, people will make fun of me. Well, who cares? Who cares? If you keep your eyes on Jesus, and boy, now I don't mean keep your eyes on your local church or your pastor or your Sunday school teacher. Keep your eyes on Jesus, because he is the way, the truth, and the life. And he is the door. He's the way. And he will lead you. And he'll direct you. He had been given a staggering, oh, what a staggering responsibility. His hero had died. Hey, Joshua was not young. But friends, listen to me. Listen. Moses was an outstanding person. He really was. But the secret to Moses' life was that he believed God and followed him. That was his secret of success. I remember when I was in the roofing business many years ago, I was sitting in my office one day, and this roofing contractor walked in. He said, "Cecil, I want to ask you a personal question." I said, "Okay, what is it?" He said, your success, how do you come about your success?" I said, "Jesus. That's my success, is Jesus." I said, "I was a no-good drunk for many years, and I found Jesus, and he changed that. He took it away from me. He delivered me, just like Moses delivered the children of Israel through the water, and God saved them." Listen, you know what the reason was for his courage? The power of God, and the presence of God, and the promises of God. Joshua was equipped to win the conflict, and so are we. Some of you tonight is sitting there and you're saying, "Cecil, have you been hearing about me?" Well, I might have, but God's heard about you. You know, he named you. And when you give him your heart, you started on a new way of life. You sure did. You have a new challenge in life. I used to cuss like a parrot. I used to use the Lord's name in vain, every other word. The minute Jesus came into my heart, that changed. The Bible said in 2 Corinthians 5:17, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things become as new." You might say, "So I have never had that happen to me. And I go to church every Sunday. I go to prayer meeting. I read my Bible and I pray." All right, let me give you an example. I told this not so long ago. I was preaching a revival in a huge church down in Dallas, Texas. And about the fourth day of the revival was an evening service. And my singer just come to sing. And this man walked up behind me and said, "Preacher, I got to talk to you. You got time?" I said, no. I said, "As soon as she gets done singing, I got to start preaching." And I knew this man. He'd been a deacon in this big church for 20 long years. All right? I said, "Look, after the service, my motorhome was parked out here in the parking lot. Why don't you come on out and we'll talk after the service?" He said, "Okay," but he never showed up. The next night, the same thing happened. Here come my singer to sing the special. He came home and said, "I got to talk to you, Cecil, right away." Well, I said, "Okay," and we stepped off in this prayer room. He said, "I don't know where I'm going." Well, at first it knocked me for a loop. "What do you mean you don't know where you're going?" "I mean, eternally," he said. "That's correct." Now, he's a deacon for 20 years in his church, and I'm thinking, what is this man talking about? And then I started talking to him about salvation. He said, "Cecil, I am as lost can be. I've tried to live a Christian life. I've tried to do good works. I've tried to give my tithe. I've done everything humanly possible, but I don't know Jesus." And right there in that prayer room, him and I knelt, and this millionaire cried out to God to forgive him and save him. During the invitation that night, he run down the aisle and he grabbed the microphone out of my hand. He said, look, I am changed. Wow. You see, here was a man that did everything right, but he was still lost. I hope that's not your case tonight. See, great victories are for our taking. Salvation is only the beginning. Our Lord has good things ahead for all of his people. Let's march forward in faith. No enemy can stand against us. Our victorious Savior will lead us all the way. And here's what he said in verse 6. "Be strong and courageous, for you shall give this people possession of the land which I swore to their fathers to give you. Only be strong and very courageous." Beloved, maybe you're defeated tonight. Maybe you just feel they're just, what's the use? I just can't seem to get it together. Well, I hear that every time we go to prison, the women's prison and the men's prison, and we tell them about Jesus. and tell them that the only hope they have is trust in Christ. We do not promise them that God will make them millionaires. We do not promise them that God will pay their bills. We promise them if they'll repent and invite Christ in the heart, He will cure their sins. He will wash away their sins, toss them in a sea of forgetfulness, never ever to be remembered again. Is that what you need to do tonight? Is God's Holy Spirit tugging at your old heart and you feel a real knocking on your heart? Let me ask you, would you like to know this wonderful Jesus? You said, oh, Cecil, yes, I would. Well, this is just a form of a prayer, and it's only words if it's said in words, but if it's prayed in repentance and a heart that's full of sin and want to get rid of it, you can pray this prayer, and here's how it goes. Dear Lord, I confess that I'm a sinner. Lord Jesus, come into my heart tonight and save me for Jesus' sake. Amen. Friend, if you prayed that prayer, I want you to get on a phone call, 303-471-8534. I want to talk to you. I won't embarrass you. I won't use your name on the air. I won't sit down and write and ask you for any money. Don't care where you go to church. I am concerned where you spend eternity. Now, Christian friend of mine, you say, Cecil, that message was for me tonight. I know that I haven't yielded and said, Lord, I'll do it. Well, listen, if He's calling you, I don't care what kind of a job, He might be calling you to be a Sunday school teacher. He might be calling you to be a deacon. He might be calling you to be a preacher. I don't know. Maybe He's calling you to be a missionary. I don't know. But you know. Tell Him, Lord, here am I. Send me. I'm standing by my phone waiting for your call. 303-471-8534.
Was a life filled with aimless desperation, without hope, walk the shell of a man. Then a hand with a nail print stretched out. Just one touch, then a new life began. And the old rugged cross made the difference in a life. Life moved inside.
and faces. Without hope, death has wrapped them in gloom. But at the sight of a saint there is rejoicing.
Friends, for the past half hour, your host has been Evangelist Cecil Moe. I want to thank you so much, dear friends, for listening. And I pray I said something that will encourage you. Please continue to pray for me, my quartet, my wife, as we go to prisons and rescue missions. We're going to be in a church the 29th out here in one of the places out here in Denver. And we're going to have a service like we hold in prison. And do pray for our health. We're doing a little weight loss, and we're feeling a little better. Well, friend, until this time next Sunday night, I want you to be good to your neighbors. Stay sweet. Keep looking up, for this wonderful, wonderful Jesus is coming soon. May God bless you real, real good.